What I'm going to do is West Virginia wasn't here, so I'm going to go through West Virginia. And they actually were not. They sent their PowerPoint. It was a mistake on our end. So they did a great job. I'm going to go through West Virginia, and then we're still going to see, you're going to be seeing Tina Peters, who is not allowed to come here. As you all know, more cancel culture or cancelization. We just got her video, so she will be on in a minute when we get done with West Virginia, and it's going to be a great show of Selection Code, free to the world. Everybody at home, have everybody go get the Frank Speech app. It's exclusively shown on Lindell TV, live to the world, and it's going to change everything these 2 days. It's going to be awesome. So here's West Virginia, and let's see here. Whoops, where are we at? It's not changing the things here. Hey guys, can you put on change? The PowerPoint's not coming on. Brandon, fill this in. I'm nervous.
what they normally do is, yep.
Yeah, laptop pros. Yeah, because we're downloading movies and Tina and this. It's we haven't been hacked that we know of. Okay, so today, you guys, I'll do some filler. Those were all the states. What did you think of all that, all these people out there? Huh? Let's give yourself an applause, right? And give yourself a hand. Here we are. Here's West Virginia. And this is the one I like showing because every state, go back here. All right. Look at the non-resident voters. That's a common thing in this election. Never happened before. This is bizarre. Non-residents can't vote in your own county or state. They don't live there. It's illegal. They didn't do it. People didn't. In West Virginia, okay, let me go back again here. The 3,654 people did not march into, and now that's, I gotta hold it, I'll stop it here. 3,654 people did not march in to Virginia and into West Virginia and vote. That was a machine that did that. Well, it just wants to tell you who did it. Hold on. Let's see. Wonder who did this. Let's see. ES&S? Wow, you think they'll sue me? Come on, ES&S, please sue me. I'll put it on the pile with the rest of the billions of dollars. So this is this PowerPoint, but the voters, I want you to look over here. Voters who voted but are now inactive, 96, that's actually a smaller number compared to a lot of other states where they took them off the voter rolls. In Missouri, it was like, I don't know why that keeps moving, but in Missouri, they added right before the election, I believe it was, I want to say almost 100,000 voters in one group. Let's say 79,000. I can't remember the exact number. But in Missouri, they took them off, put them on right before the election in one group, and then right after the election, they took them off the election or took them off the voter rolls. Now, how do we know this? Because we have, as you've seen all day, we have the registered voters who voted and then what was taken off a month later. So these numbers come from Secretary of State's offices. These are real numbers. When you look at this, voters who voted but are now inactive, okay? So they took them off. Recently registered voters who voted with abnormal IDs. Now, this is a very interesting one because I asked about this. These, when you have, let's say it's in Minnesota with our driver's license, whatever, they have so many digits. Well, in this state of West Virginia, you had all of these, it could be a 6-digit or 10-digit. They're not, you know, it's like almost like they just put codes in there to pull these voters down, okay? They're not legal voters, okay? They're numbers. Think of them as numbers. They're names, but they're just a number. Hey, we need 75 more votes. You got any more? Got any more on the voter rolls? Well, if you're in Wisconsin, you got 2 million extra to grab. Give us 100,000 for this county. You got them? Oh, are you? Wait, you're Dominion. Wait, I want it from ES&S. You know. And then look it over there. Now there, this is that's actually low. Most states over 110. That can be like in Alabama. There's almost 4,000 in Alabama. I met with John Merrill, that Secretary of State down there. Okay, old John, I bring this in to him right off of his voter rolls, which he charged me $40,000 to get, by the way. So I paid old John this $40,000 ransom, call it whatever you want. I wanted them rolls. And then we pulled his own voter rolls, said, John, here in Alabama, over 110 years old, actually it might have even been over 120, for sure it was over 110, almost 4,000 people. You know what he said to me? He goes, Mike, we live pretty good here in Alabama, don't we? I said, shame on you, John. This is serious. It was disgusting. And he blocked and blocked and blocked. I'm sure early on, if you go way back in the day and they showed Alabama, that what he's done in Alabama is one of the biggest blockers in the country. And it's disgusting. These Secretary of States, they got to them all. But West Virginia is no exception. And one of the things I want to show in West Virginia, they have ES&S. Remember, ES&S machines, we're going to show you tomorrow in the trial of the machines, they go all the way back to the late 90s, okay? ES&S, I was down in Louisiana, and ES&S is down there in front of their great Secretary of State, who is one of the few good ones, Kyle. And he had put them all, he's bringing all these machine companies up, and ES&S comes up. First, they give a speech why Louisiana should not have Dominion. They're talking about their machines. And he asked him, he says, well, are yours safe? And here's what ES&S said. He goes, all machines are vulnerable, no matter who they are. At least they didn't lie about that. I couldn't believe it coming out of ES&S. But then they painted this picture. We're from Omaha, Nebraska. We're the down home. Well, your machine's made in China. I don't care where you make them. I don't care where you're at. Dominion went from Canada to Colorado. Does it matter where these machines go? It doesn't. But ES&S, I'm telling you, what I think part of the plan was, now Smartmatics of the world and the Dominions go out and sue all these people, our patrons, our people in this country. Over 200 lawsuits for billions and billions of dollars. I think on the top one, I think it's like $6 billion, you know, when you add in MyPillow and all these lawsuits. I don't care. So the ES&S, so now they get all that, and here comes ES&S, comes right into Louisiana and says, well, pick us. We're not like Dominion, you know. Really? Do you know what ES&S did in 2000? I believe it was 10. You're going to see this tomorrow. Dominion, or ES&S, they violated antitrust laws. I believe it was in 2010. And they bought Diebold, which made them almost a monopoly. So they broke these antitrust laws. They got in trouble with our government. This is the Obama administration. Nobody went to jail, but they made them sell some of Diebold to who? Dominion. Okay, our country. We will lose our country if we don't get rid of these machines now. But I'm going to finish here. We've got these PowerPoints. I mean, it's just the same thing of every state. But one of the things is this, and these are these efforts here. And every state had to put up what their blockers were. And do you see the similarities all day today? Every state, it happened in every state, in every county in this country. Everyone. There wasn't one immune to it. Everyone. And it's a shame. You've all seen the blockers. Our patrons, you guys come from all walks of life, from professors to doctors to lawyers to just citizens to moms to fathers, whatever, going out. And you've seen something. You came in your state, you're going, hey, doesn't anybody care? And then as you dug further into it, you're blocked again and blocked again. And you're going, why am I being blocked? Especially by, it's supposed to be a Republican, right? And it doesn't matter. The media, everything blocking. And this is what, if you look back, I'm going to tell you guys before we start the movie here and before we beam teen in. One of the things, I look back on my Twitter, okay? My Twitter's still up there, but it's still up there with all my posts from last year or from when the day they cut me off. Very interesting thing. You can go back there because I was looking for stuff for this event and to see what I said back then. Everyone that I said something about ballots or drop boxes or you know, a fraudulent election, and hey, we all have to do this, whatever. They're still there. Every single one that mentions a voting machine is gone. Now, I want you to think about that. All this other stuff, everything going on from the January 6th charade, all this stuff, all the lawfare, it's all to block one thing, getting rid of these voting machines, electronic and computers, or we will be Venezuela, and we will be 54 other countries. We will be number 55. So anyway, I just wanted to say that was my West Virginia. So if you're from West Virginia, you got the big ending.
Now we got all of them done.
Yeah, we got all of them done. I want to thank every state.